T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah, now we got it. Before I go to Ray Dittage, I got to set this up properly with my man, Keith Jones. Because, Joe Z, they were showing a lot on the sideline, Jalen Hurts. He was walking around. He was involved in the meetings with Gardner Minshew, et cetera, et cetera. Minshew's 14 for 15. Minshew goes up and down the field 3 times to match the Jets in the first part of that game. What is Hurts thinking? His replacement is outplaying him at any point in the past year plus 5 games. What is he thinking watching that?
It's not an easy thing to go through.
Why I'm asking.
Yeah, there is certain times in your career where someone's replacing you because of injury and they play better than you've been performing, especially in certain aspects.
What do you do?
It bothers you, but I think that Jalen is so driven that he'll come back with that fighter's
mentality.
It'll help
him.
I don't think he's a guy that's going to, you know, shrivel up and not go out there and perform well when he gets a chance again.
Ray Dittager is brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. To find a plumbing professional there, you go to bradfordwhite.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend, Ray Dittager. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Ange. How are you?
All right, so Ray, what are you thinking when Minshew's 14 for 15?
I'm thinking he looks pretty good.
Yeah. You know, the only one he missed, he did on purpose.
Yeah, right. I think Keith said it just about perfect. You asked a good question. What's the guy who's standing on the sidelines thinking, watching that? You know, any professional athlete, or most of them at least, have been in that position where you're sitting out a game or 2 games and you're watching the guy who's taking your place, and you know in your own mind that he's actually playing better than you were playing. How does that make you feel? And I think Jonesy's answer was exactly right. You know, you're going to say all the right things and you're going to say all the team guy things, but deep inside it's bothering you a little bit. It's bothering you that you're not getting that opportunity, but it's also bothering you that people are now, you know that everybody watching the game on TV are, you know, they're taking this one step further down the road, and you have no control over that. You have no control over anything. All you can do is just stand there and watch. It's very hard.
All right, let me add to this now. I'm going to stay in the same vein with this. Now move that focus up to the owner's box. Jeff Lurie and Howie Roseman, both passing enthusiasts, and their quarterback is 14 for 15. He ended the day with a passer rating of 134. They're not saying anything, Ray, but what are they thinking?
I think that they are probably watching this and just trying to project what they want this Eagles offense to be, and which of the quarterbacks would be a better fit for executing that offense. You know, I still believe that they are looking at Hurts as a guy who could be the long-term guy. You know, and he is still a very young player who's still learning an awful lot about this game week to week. And what sort of complicates this whole thing was his last game. The game against the Giants was his worst game. Mm. You know, up until that time, I mean, for a period of about 3 or 4 weeks, he was playing pretty good football. Then last week was a clunker. There's no question about that. And then that now 1 week later is the game that he sits out. And then his backup comes in and plays lights out. You're in a tough situation right now. I don't think that he's worried about where he stands with the organization. I think he knows that he's not going to be replaced on the basis of this one game. That when they, after the bye week, when they come back, and I fully expect him to be ready to play by then, he will play. I mean, they'll give him the ball, and he'll finish out the season. And at that point, it's up to him. It's up to him to show this team what he's got. You know, and if he finishes the year really strong, and if he gets them into the playoffs, then he's done his job. He's done all that he can do. At that point, the decision lies with the guys upstairs.
Ray, what did Minshew show us yesterday about Hurts? What do we see in him? And we go, wow, we weren't seeing that from Hurts.
Better passer.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. But more than that, a guy who makes much quicker decisions. Not surprising. I mean, that was kind of what Minshew showed in Jacksonville when he had a chance to play. One of his strengths is he's really, really good. You can see he's really smart. And he's very good at pre-snap read. When he was up at the line of scrimmage and he was looking over the defense, he had a really good idea what he wanted to do with the ball before he ever got it in his hands. And you saw that. I mean, he got the ball and he knew exactly where he was going with it, and it came out quick and it came out accurate. And he identifies he has an ability to do something that's really important in today's NFL, which is know exactly where you want to go with the ball and see exactly, find the matchup. We always talk about matchups. It's really a matchup game now more than it's ever been. Well, find the matchup that's most favorable to you. He's good at that.
Yeah.
And the first touchdown pass was a really good example of that. He came up to the line of scrimmage and he saw, given his formation and the defense that the Jets were playing, that he had a matchup of C.J. Mosley on Dallas Goedert. Which is, you know, on a seam route, which is an absolute winner for the offense. Mosley's a good linebacker, but he's not a guy that's going to run with Dallas Goedert for 30 yards down the field. And Minshew saw that right away. And he knew immediately this is the route, this is where I'm going with the ball, and it turns into a touchdown. That's the kind of mental progression that Jalen Hurts has to develop. The one thing that has to come along with him, he does a lot of things well, and he does a lot of things right. But one of the things he really needs to develop is throwing on anticipation, throwing the ball when guys are coming out of breaks, throwing the ball, not holding it too long, not giving a defense a chance to recover, but throwing it on the break, getting the ball out quicker, throwing it more on timing and anticipation. That's one thing that Hurts has to develop, and it's something that Minshew does very well.
All right, I'm going to ask you two things I asked the coach because I was fascinated with his answers. I was extremely frustrated with the defense in the first half. He said it was really the incredible execution of the Jets. You have watched the Jets plenty. What did you think of the Eagles' defense in the first half, Ray?
Wrong-headed. Especially given the Jets' history this year. I mean, they had been with Wilson at quarterback. It was less true with his backups, interestingly enough. But when Wilson was playing, they were and they showed the graphic on TV. They were a horrible starting team.
Yeah.
Really bad in the first half of games. They just couldn't get out of their own way. And part of it was Wilson just being really jumpy and indecisive early in games. And teams had tremendous success by bringing pressure on him. You know, he was holding the ball. He was taking sacks. He was turning it over. You know, he was having problems throughout. I mean, he hasn't really played well at all to this point. But he was particularly bad early in games. And so if I'm the defensive coordinator, I mean, I'm coming after him right from the first play. I mean, I'm blitzing him. I'm bringing my coverage up. I'm playing tight on the outside. I'm not giving him any easy throws. No easy throws. You know, I'm doing everything I can to make him hold the ball and get pressure on him right from the start. And I was, frankly, that's what I expected that Gannon would do. And I was watching, you know, I was watching them give him all these easy throws all over the field, playing this kind of soft zone coverage. Huh. I mean, if you're Zach Wilson, you love that. I mean,
awful.
That's exactly what you were hoping to get, and you gave it to him. So, yeah, I don't fully buy what Nick was telling you there. I just thought it was a strategic mistake on the part of the defensive coordinator.
And finally, Ray, what are they going to do with Rager? He screws up the kickoff. He muffed the punt. He made one play in the whole game. What are you going to do with this guy? Can't play. What are they going to do?
Well, he remains a first round pick, so you don't want to give up on him. But the fact of the matter is, he's not helping you at all right now. And it one of the things that bothers me about watching the team right now play is there are a couple plays in the game that you can tell right away are just – they're designed solely to give him the ball and give him a chance to make a play. I mean, they run – every game they run two or three plays that are clearly designed. There are these little screen pass plays, or double screen plays, or they're jet sweeps, or there's some little play right around the line of scrimmage because they don't trust him to run a pattern. So they try, but they want to get the ball in his hands. So they give him. They've designed all these little sort of gimmicky kinds of plays around the line of scrimmage to try and get the ball in his hands, to try and give him an opportunity to maybe make somebody miss and turn it into a big play, and hopefully get him over this confidence block that he's dealing with right now. That's what they're trying to do. Look, he hasn't played well, but I know. And I'm not his biggest fan. I mean, I told you last week how I felt the night they drafted him. But I know he's better than what he's showing now. And, you know, they want to unlock whatever ability he has. So it's really a confidence thing with him. So they're giving him all of these opportunities to try and make a play to begin rebuilding his confidence. But the fact of the matter is, right now, he's not helping you at all. And like the gaffe on the kickoff, on the ball at the one where he lets the ball die at the one-yard line, I mean, that's the kind of thing you just can't afford to do. Now, it's obvious they're not going to sit him. And Nick was asked that question a week ago. What were you thinking about giving him a breather, letting him sit it out for a while? And he said, absolutely not. And I think that's going to be true. I don't think they're going to give him the mental break. I think unless he gets hurt, I guess he's going to play every game. But, I mean, right now, you know, I wish I could tell you that I see this kid turning the corner, but if from what I can tell, it looks like he's just getting deeper into the darkness.
That's what I see, Ray. Listen, everybody, you're looking for the perfect gift for somebody who reads, which would include pretty much everybody but Keith Jones. Get the book Finish Business by Ray Dittiger. It is the best read about Philadelphia sports you will ever get. You're a genius to me, Ray. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Ange. I will see you on Thursday.
Jonesy, this is where you should get a book.
If I read, I would read that book.
No, you're going. You're on planes. You fly all over the country.
Yes.
How nice would it be to settle in and read about the Broad Street Bullies? He's got a whole chapter in there about fine hockey.
Is there an audio tape?
No, I don't know.
There
is.
I would listen to it.
You would listen to it.
Yeah.
But you just won't read.
I hate reading. I'm sorry. I just don't like it.
Dennis is on. Dennis, good morning. You're on 94 WIP.
I won't even take an eye test.
It's pathetic. Pathetic. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning, crew. Good morning. It's always good listening to Ray. When the Eagles and Jalen Hurts beat Detroit, all I heard was Detroit stinks. It really doesn't mean anything. Wait till they play a good team and a good defense. Then they beat the Saints. They run for over 250 yards. I think Hurts has close to 100. And what I heard was, well, they didn't throw the ball enough. Hurts has to throw the ball more. Now Gardner Minshew beats Springfield High School football, and we want him to start the rest of the year.
No one
this
said
is
that.
Ridiculous.
Why are you
Job,
lying?
Dennis,
why did you come
Not
on?
A single
no
person
one
said
that.
Rest
of the year. We said the next game because he played very well. That's all. Seems pretty logical. You got to win the game. We think he gives us the best chance. What is wrong with that? No one said rest of the year. You've changed the argument. How dare
would
you?
Would he have beaten the Saints? Would the Eagles have beaten the Saints with Minshew quarterback?
How do we know?
No.
We have no idea. We don't know. No, the answer is not no. We don't know.
If Minshew played against the Giants, would Jalen Reagor make that catch?
He wouldn't have thrown it to him. That you just heard Ray. His decision-making is better. He sees things clearer and faster and makes those decisions. He would have found Smith on that pattern earlier in the play, and they would have had a first down.
So he wouldn't have thrown to a wide-open guy.
Listen to me, Dennis. They would have won the game if Minshew were the quarterback against the Giants. No doubt. Zero.
Okay,
they scored 7 points.
Last question, if I can.
Why are you asking me questions? I'm the host.
Why was Minshew available for a 6th-round pick and no other team in the league wanted him?
It is amazing.
Is
Howie outsmarting people again?
In that case, I think he might have, because this guy seems like he's got some skills.
He's a very good backup.
Dennis, I enjoyed your call, but you're really annoying. I am not prepared to call him a backup because he's starting my next game against Washington, and it's for the season. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am in the Minshew camp, but I have not moved fully in yet. I will leave
if necessary. You're straddling camps?
I am not straddling. I'm in the camp. I'm in the tent right now. Rhea's in the tent. Al's in the tent. We're in the tent, and right now we're just waiting to see what happens. Jonesy is in the other tent with Rocco.
Reading.
215.
Rocco's not in my. He's not allowed in my tent.
No, Rocco's in your tent.
No, he's not.
Oh, he said he was in your tent.
No.
You have to go with him.
No, I don't.
Right? And, I'm going to be checking in with Farrah soon, and we'll see what tent
she goes in.
Farrah, she wants to say
Yeah, but the problem is the last three times you've had her on, you've had to blip her.
Well, then she's due to have a clean call.
Yeah, right.
215-592-9494. But when we come back, people are forgetting what happened yesterday. I'm going to play for you the magic of Gardner Minshew and some of the fun things he said after the game. People, embrace. We got somebody who can win for us.
Minshew magic.
WIP Sports Time 868.
Well, we got cold weather arriving. That means, of course, one thing, higher energy bills. Rising natural gas prices are affecting everyone. The good news is, though, Window Nation is here to help. For a limited time, get 50% off all style windows. So that's bays, bows, double hung, or sliders. And get a house of windows for only $99 a month. It's basically a cup of coffee a day. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or at windownation.com. This incredible deal is only good through the end of December. Living with old, inefficient windows will cost you a fortune, especially this winter. Window Nation has first-class expert installers who will improve and enhance your home with your choice of their custom-made, high-quality windows using superior products. It's an investment that pays off for you and your family with lower energy bills. So don't get left in the cold. This deal will not last long. Call, get 50% off any style window and only $99 a month for a house of windows. 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa.
When Jalen is healthy, and we're hoping after the bye that's the case, you know, because I thought he was close to playing this week. You know, when he's healthy, he'll be our starter. I think Jalen's played a lot of good football. You know, there's been times this year where, you know, the things that he's been doing on the field, there's not many guys in the NFL that have been doing so. So when Jalen's healthy, he'll be our quarterback.
Nick Sirianni earlier on the WIP morning show on who will start against Washington after the Eagles bye on December 19th at the Link. This following a terrific Gardner Minshew performance in the Eagles 33-18 win over the Jets. You can check out the entire Nick Sirianni interview podcast at 94WIP.com. He touches on possible playoffs and what he plans to do during the bye week. Flyers losing skid at 8 games following a 7-1 loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Visit BorgataSports.com for boosted odds specials, daily promotions, in-game betting, and much more. Must be 21 or older, must be in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast, brought to you by NovaCare. Showers early, then some clearing later with a high of 60. It is currently 48. Your trusted physical therapy partner throughout the Delaware Valley. Schedule your appointment today at NovaCare.com to get back to what you love. To stream 94WIP, go to the all-new 94WIP.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back at 8:23. Ava Graham, do you please have our question of the day?
I do, and it's brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Who should start for the Eagles at quarterback in the first game after the bye? 67%
right.
Jalen Hurts.
Timeout. I'm
excellent
using my first
base.
Timeout because I'm going to tell you, Al, this is not going the way I hoped.
Our Jones has carried Canada.
Right. So I'm watching the post game.
Right.
And I'm waiting. And there's on the bottom, Al, they got this rolling poll. And it's constantly changing.
Oh, that was amazing.
No, that was cool to watch.
Was
in fact, I got to be honest with you. It was showing that I didn't hear what they were talking about. I was just watching the numbers, and it was 50-50, 48-52. It was a tug of war of who the fans wanted. Did they want Hurts or they want Minshew?
Right.
So I'm watching it, and I'm going, wow, it's going to be fun tomorrow. I'm going to put my power behind Gardner Minshew, and I'm going to win the day. So far, 8:24 from 6 o'clock. I have gotten my ass kicked 9 ways to Sunday and back.
Yeah, correct.
So now I will attempt to win the day. I'm going to turn this around now.
All right.
I will begin by reminding the people out there of the fine performance yesterday from your backup quarterback.
The first time as an Eagle starter, the Mississippi mustache, Gardner Minshew, is in.
Minshew mania starts in Philadelphia.
He fires out in the flat. He's got a receiver, and running down the sideline is Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, when you see a screen work that well, Merrill, it's timing.
And the gun, Minshew. Fires out in the flat. It is complete, breaking the tackle, and then being knocked out of bounds is Goddard.
I like these plays where Minshew's able to just read what they're doing on the other side.
He's looking. He is firing. It is complete, breaking the tackle, and going in for the touchdown is Goddard.
Here's the thing that I know about Gardner Minshew. He's a gamer.
Minshew fires, complete, first down, and being taken down is Quez Watkins. Minshew takes the snap. He backs up. He looks. He is looping in, catching in. Goddard in for a second touchdown.
El Bigote, Minshew Mania.
Made it look easy. He's back. He looks. He is starting to run. He's going to keep it. He is across the 40, and he is close to another first down. Not real fast. Kind of waddles down there.
Is that a waddle?
Looked like a waddle to me. Right about this time, 90 miles away, a quarterback controversy has begun. Officially.
Minshew magic!
Yeah. And just in case you want to see if that also works in a different language, here's the second Goddard touchdown, courtesy of Ricky Ricardo.
Minshew and Rifle, Minshew atrás. Minshew and pase por el lado derecho, hombre abierto, Goddard, la tiene. Goddard, touchdown! Philadelphia! El segundo de la tarde para el doble ocho. Dallas, Goddard esta vez por el lado derecho. El bigote, Minshew Mania.
Minshew Mania.
Pretty sure Ricky Ricardo's in the Minshew camp.
I believe he is in the Minshew camp.
I wouldn't know
and
if
then,
he wasn't.
All right, so Sam, now you're still weighing your options, right, Jonesy?
Yes.
And here comes Minshew out with a bomber jacket on.
Oh, God.
And the Fu Manchu. And he looks over at the crowd. But he has not really done any of these before, right?
Yes.
And he begins with the joke. Listen.
Just giving you all a heads up. Nick took up all the time, so we only got time for a couple.
All right, Al.
It's well done. I like that.
Now, at the end, Al, he's asked, because a lot of his teammates said that he's fun. He tells jokes in the huddle.
Yeah.
He's a humorous person.
Yeah.
So he was asked about his jokester status.
No, I'm always dead serious all the time. I would never, ever joke, especially in a game. No, I mean, I like to have fun, man, especially when you're winning like we are, running the ball. You know, it's fun to have fun out there.
And you know what? It goes to show you when people say he's a Philadelphia athlete,
yeah,
there is no Philadelphia athlete. If you play well and you're who you are,
yeah,
you're fine.
That's it.
He's a funny person. The other guy, Hurts, is a very serious
exactly.
person. And either one, it plays.
So where is our support?
They're not trying to fake anything.
So how are we losing the day, Al? You and I are together. We never agree on anything. How will we lose it?
I think people try to think like a coach. And
think like
and they,
a human.
They put themselves in the shoes of the starting quarterback who you really
humorous,
got hurt.
He won. He's humorous.
He won. It was entertaining.
And he has a Fu Manchu mustache. Come on, people.
Now let's do magic.
Let me see if I can turn this around. Our dad's up for West Philly. Hi, Daddy.
Hey, what's going on, Angelo?
Are you in the Minshew camp?
Listen, I've been in the Minshew camp. I actually, if you'll let me, I want to take a small victory lap. I told you Wednesday morning Minshew was going to go for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. You know what? After the first half, I thought he was going to hit it.
Oh, hold on a minute. You were in the camp before he had even played for the Eagles.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Wednesday.
I told you Wednesday, and I said I wanted
no,
a quarterback.
I understand, but that seems premature to me. Like, he had not played yet.
He's in your tent.
I mean, yeah, all you had was the
He's
Jaguars,
with you.
And then you are already – so you just didn't like Hurts. That's all you were saying, right,
no,
Dan?
No. Angelo, listen, I'm in my own camp. I'm in the playoff camp.
There you
all right,
go.
I want whoever's going to take us to the playoffs. Here's the thing. I've been hurt before. I supported Carson over Foles because I thought Carson was the better quarterback and the better football player. We don't know what would have happened if we kept Foles, but we know what happened when we kept Carson, and he stunk.
All right.
So, again, I think Hurts is the better player, but, man, I just want to win football games. And if Gardner's going to win games, then I am willing to admit that I was wrong and be an unabashed flip-flopper. I don't care.
No, you were on the front end of this, Dan, but we got 67% of the people that still want Hurts, and I don't know what they're looking at. Oh, what are
well,
they looking
again,
at?
I think he's the better player. And, again, I get that, and I am on his side. But, again, I was hurt before. I went with the better player last time, and he ended up stinking it up and then having to leave town, and that's how we got hurt.
Well, you were real quick with this one, Daddy, but I appreciate your call. And Dan is, I'll make it clear, he's in neither of the tents. All right? Okay.
Jones. And he's timely.
According to Jonesy, he has issues. You don't want him in the camp. That's all he's Val is on the line next. Hi, Val. Good morning. Val, are you there? I have lost.
Good morning, and how you doing?
Hi, Val. What camp are you in?
Oh, baby, you know I'm going with Jalen Hurts because the main reason I say that, Ange, is Minshew just came out yesterday. Did he get us the win? Heck yeah. Do I love him for it? Heck yeah. But he's just doing what he was paid to do. Our guy is hurt. Therefore, he's supposed to be able to step up into the number one position and deliver the win until our guy gets better.
All right, Val, how do you feel about a Fu Manchu mustache?
I think you'd look great, Ange. And I'm going to get me one, too, just in case we need them for when we get to the big show.
All right. I'm also thinking now I may want to go bomber jacket as well. What do you think? Could I rock that?
Yes, you could, Ange. You could do anything.
Maverick Jr.
Not even close, Val. That would really, Al, me and a bomber jacket, that would not go.
That'd be nice.
Plane that's going down.
No, that would not go well at all. So, Val, you're in the Hurts camp, right? But if Hurts starts badly in a game the Eagles have to win against Washington, are you making the switch in that game?
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right.
Love Jalen Hurts. I love him. Don't get me wrong. I love him, and I think he's our guy. But at the end of the day, all that matters to me is who got the W and who got the L, and I want W's.
I don't care
who gets it done.
You're a good caller, Val. Thank you for your input. Sean's in deck. I'm just not winning today. I got to be honest. I'm driving in today. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking in the rearview mirror.
That's a win for you?
I'm looking in the rear. I'm going, hey, big fella, you got it today, big guy.
Why are you in my back seat? That guy's everywhere with you.
He's got 20 jobs. And he finds, how does he always find the right place to put them?
Objects in mirror appear smaller than.
Right. Other guy made a premature decision. Pretty soon he's not in the tent. See the way that works? Sean's up next. Hi, Sean. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ange. How are you?
Sean, now you're a guy I respect. What camp are you in this morning?
Right now I'm in the Minshew camp, and here's why.
Yep.
Here's why. Hurts is 0-2 in division games, and we've got four division games coming up that we need. And the coach said something very interesting during his interview. He said, when Jalen is healthy, he's going to play. And that's why I think he holds the cards to his chest this week, and he's not going to give you any indication who's going to play. And last minute at the link, you're going to see Minshew come on the field because we've got
right, it's a bye week, Sean. So he gets 2 weeks to do this. I thought he did that the last few days. I think they knew. Lane Johnson said they knew on Friday that Minshew was going to play. Derek Gunn reported it on Saturday. And Adam Schefter, who's more the lead guy, he's hedging it, going, well, they're not going to know for sure until they go on the field. They knew on Friday. They just didn't want the Jets to know, Sean.
And that's why they don't want the Redskins to know either.
They're no longer called that, but I'm with you, Sean. So you are in the Minshew camp, pending further information. Is that correct?
I'm in the Minshew camp for one win at a time.
All right, hold on, Sean. I stated this earlier. I think with Minshew, the Eagles can run the table. You with me?
No, you're not going to get me to fall for that again. I can't do it. One division win at a time.
I got you. Sean, thank you. I would be dishonest if I didn't mention one other thing. And again, I hold all my cards out for people.
Yes.
Before the season, I placed a significant wager. In fact, two different wagers, one with hardcore cash, on the Eagles over-under wins for the season.
Yes, you did.
That number was 6.5. The next victory by the Birds wins me some cash.
That's a great bet you made. That's a great bet.
Al, I need one win in these four games to cash out. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Can you imagine how angry he'll be if he doesn't get it? Four games left.
Oh, my God.
Might be worth it.
They lose a meaningless game against the Cowboys in the final game, and I lose my money.
I will not
even be in that day. I would not be able to do a show without swearing.
Minshew magic.
I would not be able to do that show. When we come back, Al, I want to feature – I got more emails on this yesterday than anything else.
What's that?
Jalen Reagor.
Oh.
Oh, my God, I'm going to play for you the play that got everybody upset. That's next. WIP Sports Time, 8:35.
You know what you can expect from NovaCare Rehabilitation? Trust, compassion, and healing. I know that you can trust the physical therapist at NovaCare. They have taken care of me for many, many years, various aches and pains that I've had. They've also taken amazing care of my friends and family that I recommend to them. Took care of my dad over the summer at the Reading office with a broken hip. Absolutely doing great. Taking care of one of my dear friends down in Tuckerton at their Tuckerton office. Double knee replacement in September. Also doing amazing. So that's the kind of great care that you can expect from NovaCare Rehabilitation. They are the preferred provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And NovaCare has more than 100 convenient locations throughout the Delaware Valley and South Jersey. Visit NovaCare.com to schedule an appointment today. If you're not sure physical therapy is right for you, request a complimentary consultation. Speak to a therapist to determine your next best steps. Now, speaking of next best steps, are you looking for a new career? Join NovaCare's team. They are hiring front desk patient service specialists and physical therapists throughout the area. Head over to NovaCare.com and click careers. NovaCare, experience the power of physical therapy.
All right, 8:41. I may have a problem here. I'm going to get this Reagor thing in a second, but I may have a problem myself here with my wife.
Yes.
So after the game, my wife showed very little interest in the actual game.
Yeah.
Right? Now the game's over, and I'm watching the post game, and I got an 82-incher. Right? I got a big screen.
Yes. All
right? My wife, Al, gets up. She's watching Gardner Minshew.
Okay.
And he's got the bomber jacket on. My wife is blocking
Aviator.
My view.
Yeah,
she's blocking my view, and she's craning her head to see what's on the jacket.
Oh, the little badges.
After he's done, she goes, you know, you might look good with a Fu Manchu. Huh? She says to me, she has never once in 22 years of marriage ever said to me, facial hair, big boy. And she says it then. Now listen to this. Uh-oh. She text messages reused
yes.
with information. She's been on Google looking up Gardner Minshew.
She's got info.
Go
you
ahead.
Should be
what's
concerned.
She got? What's my wife got?
So Gail texted me and said she knows the story of the bomber jacket from social media. My friend who worked at the Naval Supply Depot, they gave that jacket to Vince Papale. Here's the interesting thing. Here's the connection, because I think John Clark posted this on Twitter last night. Supposedly, Gardner Minshew has been living in Vince Papale's house because he works out with his son in the off season. Vinny.
Vinny's a cool kid.
Yeah, he is really.
Hold on a minute.
Yep.
My wife, Al, has been doing research on Gardner Minshew.
Or she's calling John Clark.
All right, don't get into that. That's a whole nother issue.
John Clark is having a better season than anybody. He's breaking stories. He's got,
Should I be a little concerned here that my wife is Googling? You think she's ever Googling me and putting images of me up there?
Have you looked in the mirror?
You know what? I'm going to have to sit her down. We got to have a heart to heart.
Yep. Yeah. Women enjoy a good sit down.
You ever think of putting an aviator jacket on your head?
All right. Shut up. Just so you know, the number one thing, Al, as well as Minshew play, the Hurts thing, the number one email I got about the game was Rager. The people in this city have had enough of Jalen Rager. Oh. And this is what set him off. Oh, this was bad. Listen to this.
Here is the kickoff, and it will go down at the one. It's picked up by Rager, and Rager fights his way to the six. What a mistake by Rager. The ball never made it to the end zone. In college football, you can pick it up and call for a fair catch. Here you cannot. He let it bounce, and it never went into the end zone.
That just shows your desire not to return the football. And if you don't have a desire to return it, why even go back there?
Do you hear the contempt in Mike Quick's voice?
Yep.
Mike Quick is saying, why is he back there if he doesn't want the ball?
Really?
He didn't even wait for it to go in the end zone. He just gave up on it because he doesn't want to run it.
Yeah.
And the reason we don't want him to run it because he runs right into the tackler. And then on a punt, what happened on a punt is he muffed a punt.
Oh, no.
But then he picked it up. He ended up making a decent run out of it, but he muffed a punt.
It was a fluke.
If they were closer to him, it was a turnover.
If you're old enough,
yeah,
he looks like what happens in electric football.
That's a while ago, like quicksand, right?
He moves like those guys.
Again, the speed is not apparent.
No, the whole speed thing. You saw that when the Jets guy returned the opening kickoff, like 79 yards, and I went, when are we going to see any, like half of that?
Right. Hold on. I got a guy, Al, who apparently has already written a song about Minshew. His name is George. Hi, George. George, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, George, are you a songwriter? George, are you there?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on. You called me. It's a talk show. You need to speak now. It's time to speak. George, did you write a song about Minshew?
Yes, sir.
Are you by nature a songwriter?
No, but I'm a performer.
Oh, you are a performer. Where do you perform, George?
In the Tuckerton area, in the country band, but
nice.
I was a little excited here, so I wrote a song for Gardner Minshew.
Well, I want to hear it. Let's hear it.
All right, see,
he's got music.
It's a Rolling Stone song.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. I've been sitting the bench so long, and the Jaguar said so long, Gardner Minshew. I've been sitting by the phone, sleeping all along, Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew. Haunted in my sleep, being quarterback in my dreams, Gardner Minshew. I've been waiting in the hall, waiting for coach's call, Gardner Minshew. Hey, it's Coach Sirianni. Say, what's the matter, man? Things are about to come around 1 o'clock. Is there some New York girls that just died to meet you? We're going to make those Jets fans whine. Let's go fool around, you know, like we used to. Gardner Minshew.
This is great, George.
Oh, my God.
George, that was fun. I'm still going.
Gardner Minshew.
George, we're done here, but that was great.
We're done
George,
here.
That was great. Watch him come up with another verse. George, you there?
Yes, sir.
That was great. George, I love that.
Hey, I got, you know, Joe Conklin's got to work this one out.
I think he does.
He's got all the good toys there at the studio.
George, you have set the bar high. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yeah, I want to hear everybody. Come on, Angel. You can sing it with me.
Gardner Minshew. Good job,
George. Okay.
Get some
awesome.
Rest.
That was awesome. Hold on, Al. Now, I may have a bit of a problem at home with my wife.
What
Let
is
me
it?
Run this by Farrah. Hi, Farrah.
Yes.
Farrah, my wife is researching Gardner Minshew. She likes a Fu Manchu, and she likes a bomber jacket. Do you like this new kid, Gardner Minshew?
I like both of them, and I like Ertz. Thank you. I'm on camp Ertz.
All right, Hurts. Sorry. All right, Farrah. Which camp are you in, Hurts or Minshew?
Okay, I was on the phone for a long time. I watched the game.
Yeah.
And I think Hurts should come back. He should come back.
All right.
And let him play the game. Oh, wait, here, my side effect. I got the side effect.
Let him play the game. Let him play the game.
All right, hold on. Is that your husband with you, Farrah?
Well, he's long. I don't know whose caretaker is whose caretaker.
All right, Farrah.
It might be him or me.
Would you like him to grow a Fu Manchu mustache? Farrah.
What?
I need to ask you, does your husband have a mustache?
First of all, no, he shaves every day with a straight blade. I'm going to cut his throat off.
All right, Farrah, this is not going the way I would hope it would. So I'll turn now to another female who offers me great input.
Who?
Eagle Shirley.
Okay.
Hi, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Shirley, I keep trying to tell him.
No, I like unpredictability.
No, Angelo, listen to Rhea on this one. Oh, my goodness.
All right, Cheryl, can we get to the crisis? We got a controversy here. Help me out.
No, we don't.
Hurts or Minshew? What do you mean we don't?
Stop that. There's no controversy here. Everybody's saying that. Y'all need to stop that. That man broke his neck, broke his back, hurt his ankle to get us to where we at, and he had a poor game. You got to also talk about his coach. His coach played a part in him having that poor game. Now we have a good game against a horrible team. What's expected of the backup quarterback to do? And then you're talking about a quarterback controversy? Come on, man, with this nonsense.
Hold on a minute, Eagles show. I got the two questions I asked. I need you to answer these. Number one. Do you think the Eagles would have won yesterday with Jalen Hurts?
All day long, yes.
All right, second question. Do you think the Eagles would have won last week against the Giants with Gardner Minshew?
All day long, no.
Oh, that's a lie. You just lied. You lied, Charlie. They scored 7 points against the awful Giants. They would have won that game.
Who put him in position?
The coach.
Come on, man. Look at the plays that this man was had yesterday. You got to be joking. Come on. And where was Avante Smith?
I don't know. All right, so what you're saying
on
to me.
On the sideline.
I don't know what was going on. They didn't use him yesterday either. I don't know what's going on.
He's number one. He plays with Hurts. He practiced with Hurts.
Okay.
Come on. Come on, Angelo.
Well, Goddard seems to enjoy working with Minshew.
Yeah,
I'll say that for you.
I'm so glad Goddard was so open.
Yeah.
Playing against the Jets. Wow, we had so many plays for Goddard. Come on now.
All right, hold on, Shelly. Wait a minute. Shelly, all right. This game coming up with Washington is a huge one. It's a whole season.
It's major.
First series, 3-and-out, Hurts. Are you starting to wonder if maybe Gardner Minshew should be in there?
No, see, Angel, you got to look at why are we 3-and-out. What kind of plays? Like, is it Hurts versus the play caller?
He overthrew on the 3rd down and 8.
No.
All right,
no.
Second series, interception. Now are you thinking about Mr. Fu Manchu?
It's his job to lose. And this young man, as we stated before, what he went through in Alabama and in Oklahoma, he has a lot to prove. And don't you think he want to come back from that poor game? hurt his ankle and come back and put the team back on his back and help them to get this win against Washington? Don't you think he want to do that?
Third
That's the type
series.
Of man that you said.
Third
you,
series,
you
pick
how
six.
You love Jalen
Washington Hurts. Up 10-0. Now what, Shirley? Three series of three and out and two interceptions. Now what?
No, that's not going to happen.
I need Fu Manchu at that point. Early second quarter. Let's win this game, Cheryl.
Okay, so I give you one better. Let's say he does get pulled out the game, and let's say Mustache Man get pulled in the game, and let's say the same thing happened to him. Then what? Then you got a real quarterback controversy because they both turning the ball over. Just
right,
wait till
Cheryl.
He turn the ball over so y'all can jump on him and say, get him out. Come on. We got to
right,
stop
Cheryl.
With this.
I want your pictures. There's a tent. In the tent, myself, Al Morgani, and Rhea Hughes. This is the Gardner Minshew camp. There's a separate camp. Keith Jones in his tent with Rocco from the Dirty
Leave
30.
Rocco out of this. Jeez.
Now, I need you to tell me, Shirley, which tent are you spending the night in?
I'm in the Jalen Hurts camp because at the end of the day, this man ain't do nothing to get benched.
All right.
He didn't do nothing to get benched.
You're
and
sleeping.
I'm surprised at you, Angelo.
You're sleeping right between Josie and Rocco.
Like I said, he didn't do anything to get benched.
All right. It's your decision. I'm not going to get in the middle of it. Myself, personally, I'm sleeping next to Al.
I would have benched him in the Giants game last week. He was so awful.
All right. Cheryl, you're hanging tough with her. You got to admit this, man. That was a fun win. You enjoyed that game.
It was a fun win, but what about defense? Are y'all talking about defense at all?
Not good. I did. I'm not happy about it, Cheryl. It was bad. First three
I was
series,
at, I was,
three
I'm still
touchdowns.
At work, Rhea, so I didn't hear the first hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we did earlier.
You did the right thing, Cheryl, because it was really ugly. And the only thing that saved it was after they'd score, the Jets would score, they missed the extra point. Eagles would get the ball, go right down and score. Then
well,
they give it back, right back down. Back
I
and
do
forth,
like
back
that Gannon made a change in the second half, so there's some promise there.
The only change was they didn't give the ball to the Jets in the second half.
They just grinded it out and said, screw you. That's how they won the game.
That was still some type of a change, but at the end of the day, it hurts all day long. It's his job to lose, so let's see what happens when Washington, when he come back. Come on, man, get a man a shot.
All right, give me one, Cheryl. Give me one.
Give it to him, Cheryl, and give it to him hard. Right in the tent.
You know what? After that, I can't do that.
No, you have to do it.
I can't do
they
it.
They
like
won
that.
The game.
No, Angelo, now you wrong for that. Now, come on, man.
You took it the wrong way, Sean.
You saying it the wrong way. Well, why do you have to mention the tent?
I know.
Don't you always say give me one? Just leave it at that.
No, I'm telling you the truth. The tent.
You're
thing,
upsetting
I,
her. Leave her alone.
All right, give
I
me
love
one,
you,
Cheryl.
Cheryl, no tents. Just straight up. What's happening? Come on, Cheryl.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Jalen Hurts is our quarterback. Let's go all day long. Love you.
Love you, Cheryl. Now close the flap on the way.
Well said.
Do you think if you took somebody to that game yesterday and had never been to a football game, they just thought that all people did was spell at games?
Yeah, that apparently there was a lot of it.
Eagles. I'm sure a lot in the first quarter.
Jimmy Kamsky said in his awards column, he said it was like being a second grade spelling bee.
That's awesome.
E-A-G-L-E-S, G-E-T-S, back and forth. 215-592-9494. When we come back, Al, there's a man who understands the inner workings of these quarterback situations, Mr. G. Cobb, and he's next. WIP Sports Time, 856. Let me tell you about something. I love my dog, man. I take care of him every day, and I just want him to be happy. And as much as I love Bentley, I could tell you this. The lead dog, George Perrante, at Dogs and Cats Rule, he loves my pet as much as I do. He loves all pets. That's why he created Dogs and Cats Rule. It's an amazing, amazing pet store, and it's perfect for you around the holidays. In fact, their goal at Dogs and Cats Rule is to make your holiday shopping easier. With the cutest Christmas toys, collars, leads, that new harness to make walking easier. They got stylish sweaters, fleeces. They got a warm winter coat that fits just right. And that's what makes Dogs and Cats Rule better than everybody else. They take great care of your pet every day with the best in natural, raw, and alternative diets, as well as homeopathic supplements and solutions. Dogs and Cats Rule is your pet solution provider with 7 convenient locations in Jersey, Princeton and Pennington, in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, and now New Hope and Bluebell. Dogs and cats rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Brought to you by the Goodwill.
Gardner did a great job of coming in and being the backup, and that's what you want out of your backup quarterbacks and your backup players, to come in and not miss a beat and go and win a game like that on the road. And you know, Gardner did his job, and we're super happy.
That is Nick Sirianni, who appeared earlier on the WIP Morning Show following the Eagles' 33-18 win at the Jets. Despite being very happy with Gardner Minshew's performance, Sirianni says Jalen Hurts will be the starter when he's healthy. The entire Nick Sirianni interview podcast on our website at 94WIP.com. So the Eagles are off on their bye. They will be back in action December 19th at home against Washington. Washington 6-6 after winning a fourth consecutive game. Flyers losing skid is at 8 games. They got beat up by the Tampa Bay Lightning 7-1. Now is the time to declutter your home. Donate your gently used items to the Goodwill and make a difference. GoodwillNJ.org for a donation center near you. NBC 10 First Alert forecast: showers early, then some clearing later. A high near 60. It's currently 49. To stream 94WIP, go to the all-new 94WIP.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.